And if you'll come this way, you'll see the torii gate of the shrine. Standing at 12 and a half meters tall, it's the largest wooden torii gate in the world, as well as being the oldest wooden structure in the world. Well, that last one is a bit suggestive. Obviously, for wooden structures such as these, the wood has to be constantly replaced, so it is debatable if it can be considered a continuous structure. Normally, this is the part where the audience goes ooh or ah, but I guess there is only you today. It's the first time in all my years as a tour guide that someone actually showed up for a tour of the shrine on this date. Do you know what that is? You look pretty confused. I guess you really are as out of the loop as you look. No offense. Let me tell you why you're the only one to come to the tour today. It's due to the story of the island's creation. As it turns out, today is the anniversary. You might think such an event would be a holiday, but it's actually the opposite. Today is actually a cursed day. You see, at first there was a deity, the island's namesake, Mirasakino. They were so mighty. When they shouted, it was heard from a forest thunder. When they stomped, it was felt as an earthquake. But they had a fatal weakness. Mirasakino had an opposing trait that clashed within themselves, causing great pain. For instance, they had one trait beast-like, its opposite, civilized. One possessive, its opposite, generous. One retentive, the other forgetful. And one sedentary, its opposite, full of wanderlust. Of course, despite their might, Mirasakino could not bear the torment of having such discordance within, and in order to end their suffering, split themselves into two halves. One half, Aoi, was full of all former traits. They were beast-like, possessive, retentive, and sedentary. The other half, Akai, inherited the other traits. Mirasakino cried out in agony as they were split. Their tears fell below the ocean and formed this very island. The tale of what happened to the two halves diverged from here. Some versions say that Akai became the sun and they traveled throughout the sky in order to satisfy their insatiable desire to explore. Aoi, however, full of possessive desire to once again have what was theirs, became the moon and forever chases Akai through the sky. Another version says that Akai became the unique species of birds that this island is famous for, and made this island their nest. Here they fly freely to their heart's content. Aoi, on the other hand, sought to jealously guard Akai, becoming the jagged rocks surrounding the island, which have sunk many a sailor. It's an interesting tale, to say the least, but far from pleasant. Naturally, the anniversary of such a horrifying event is a day of bad omens, and no one dares visit the shrine on such a date. Other than you, of course. Still, Mirasakino and their halves didn't do anything to deserve this kind of treatment. The shrine is usually bustling with activity and donations, but at this time, every year without fail, the place is entirely abandoned, as if people only respect Mirasakino when convenient. It makes me weak thinking the island's people would abandon its creator like this. Are you offering me a tissue? I'm so sorry. You just caught me completely off guard. I never expected you to offer me a tissue. Especially since I was exaggerating my sorrow just a bit. And besides, I wasn't actually crying, was I? But thank you. I'll take it. So, what makes you so polite? Or maybe you just have a thing for kitsunes? Oh, I'm only teasing. But really, what you did would be out of place for anyone from this island. Especially on this day. Normally, people would try to keep a distance from the priests and priestesses today, especially the kitsune ones. And when they do interact with them, they try to keep such interactions at a minimum. Going so far as to put yourself out there and sympathize with them is basically unheard of. Oh, you just did what anyone would do from where you're from. I find it hard to believe that everyone there is as well-mannered as you. But still, it sounds like a nice place. Even if I think you might be overselling it a little. Though, if you're even half honest then, that really makes me jealous. I wish more people on this island were like you. So, where specifically is the magical land that you're from? It is from this planet, right? Wow. That's really far. I can't believe you came from such a long distance away to our little island. I think I know your answer, but I have to ask you. Do you go that far for all your vacations? Or just this one? That's what I thought. To be completely honest, I think I'm getting rather jealous again. I, myself, have never left this island. I just can't bring myself to. I mean, I have to tend to this shrine after all. It's important to me, more than just in a religious way. And in more than just a tourism attraction kind of way. And if I abandon it, no one will look after it. I can't bear to do that. I've tended to the shrine for a very long time. You know, kitsune like me live a lot longer than humans. I've seen countless generations come and go on this island. I still remember the first. And that was a very long time ago. But I've protected this shrine ever since then. The more time passes, the more the shrine decays. And you can repair and replace parts, sure. But there are also other things that can go wrong. Natural disasters or conflict, for instance. Not that I'll ever let anything harm the shrine. It feels like a part of me. So I'll keep it safe until the end of time itself. Say, all this talk of time has piqued my interest. I know I'm prying, and this isn't really my place to ask, but how old are you? I hope it's not too personal of a question to ask. I know we just met, and it's weird, and you don't remember. That's what I thought. But you don't have a normal human lifespan, right? Surely you must at least know that you're very old, right? What's the oldest memory you have? Your memories are scattered. That's okay. I mean, that's unfortunate, but I don't need context. Just give me your oldest memory. You remember you made a sailboat. The people gawked and cheered at your amazing invention. You took it down the river where pyramids were being built. My dear, the youngest pyramids are all millennia old. That's it. That settles it. I've waited so long to finally be reunited with you. Akai. Your name is so delicious on my tongue. It's been so long. I know you've forgotten, well, almost everything. That's not your fault. And so you need you to be forgetful. Not the one who took the retentiveness after all. But even if you've forgotten the centuries, I remember every moment. There were such painful moments. All the moments I had looked out at sea and wondered where you were. Where you left me to. All the moments I just wanted to chase after you. This island and shrine were all I had left of us, and I just couldn't abandon that. I never should have separated from you. The wounds your absence left hurt far more than the agony that created this island. I just never could get you out of my head. When I look at the birds, I think of you. When I look at the rocks, I think of you. When I look at the shrine, and oh, how I look at it with affection. The affection is bittersweet, because although it's a symbol of our unity, it reminds me just how separated we really are. But that's in the past now. Now you're here. I can hug you, embrace you, and I'm sure if I put my heart next to yours, it'll feel almost as if we're in the same body again. I could just cry. I think it's time the tears will be enough to make an entire continent. Hey, where do you think you're going? Oh, right. How uncharacteristic of me to forget. You have a strong desire to travel by your very nature, don't you? Well, let me remind you of something. You left me, and I really don't like my possessions to go. So give yourself to me. I'd rather be drawn and carried out than let you get away again. You don't want to make me suffer that much, do you? I know you don't, because you're always so generous. So you'll stay with me, won't you? Even if it makes your heart ache to stay here, you'll do it for me, won't you? And if you don't want to stay, then I'll make you stay. Now come. I'm sure you enjoy exploring the insides of the shrine. It's even bigger on the inside. And what a better way to celebrate our unity than being together in Mirror Sakino's our shrine.